The Bhagavad Gita Let's look at chapter 13. And it's on page number 563. So we'll sing the Sanskrit together all the way through. Ajunuvacha Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnameva cha Etad Vedi Tumichchami Jnanam Gyeyam Chakeshava Sri Bhagavanuvacha Idam Shariram Konteya Kshetram Ityabhadiyate Etad Yovetitam Prahu Kshetrajya Iti Tadvidaha Kshetrajnam chapimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajnayor jnanam yat tach jnanam matam mama tach kshetram yachtya yadrikcha yadvikari yatascha yat sachayo yat pravavascha tat samasena me shrinu Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chando Bir Vividai Pratak Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva Hetumad Bir Vinishchitai Mahabhutyanyahankaro Budhir Avyaktame Vacha Indriyanam Daishaikam Cha Pancha Chendriya Gocharaha Icha Dvesha Sukham Tukam Sangatash Chetanadritihi Etat Kshetram Samasena Savikaram Udharitam Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Shantir Arjavam Acharyo Pasanam Shaucham Stairam Atma Vinigraha Indriyarte Shuvairagyam Anahankara Evacha Janmabrityu Jaravyadhi Tukadoshanudarshanam Asaktir anabhishvanga putradara grahadishu nityam cha samachittatvam ishtan ishto papatishu mai chananya yogena bhaktir avyabicharini viviktadesha sevitvam aratir janasam siddhi adhyatma jnana nityatvam tatva janarta darshanam etaj jnanamiti proktam Agyanam yad atonyata. Gyeyam yat tat pravakshyami yaj gyat vamritam ashnute anadi mat param brahma na sat tan nasat uchyate sarvata pani padam tat sarvata shishiro mukham sarvata shrutimaloke Sarvam avritya tishtati Sarvindriya guna bhasam Sarvindriya vivarjitam Asaktam sarva brichchaiva Nirgunam guna boktricha Bahirantascha bhutanam Acharam charam evacha Sukshmat vat tadavignyayam Durastam chantike chatat Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu Vibhaktam eva chastitam bhuta partrir chaitaj gyeyam grashni shupravivishnucha jyotisam apitaj jyotis tamasa paramuchite jnanam gyeyam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam iti kshetram tata jnanam gyeyam choktam samasataha madbhakta itad vignaya Madbhava yopapadyate Prakritim purusham chaiva Vidyanadi ubhavyapi Vikaram shchagunam shchaiva Vidi prakriti sambhavan Karya karana kartritve Hetu prakritir uchate Purusha sukadhukanam Boktritve hetur uchate Purusha prakriti stohi Punkte prakriti jan gunan, karanam guna sangosya, sarasad yoni janmasu upadrashtanamanta cha parta bhokta maheshvaraha paramatmeti chapyukto dehi smin purusha paraha ya evam vetti purusham prakritim cha gunai saha sarvata vartamanopi nasapuyo bijayate janinatmani pashyanti kechidatmanamatmana anye sankena yogena karma yogena chapare anye tvevam ajanantaha shutvane bhya upasate te pi chatitarantyeva mrityum shuti parayanaha yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavara jangamam shetra shetragya samyogat tadvidi paritarshabha samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshvaram vinashyat svanivashyantam yapashyati sapashyati samam pashyan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishvaram nahinastyatmanatmanam tatoyati paramgatim prakrityaiva chakarmani kriyamanani sarvashaha yapashyati tatatmanam akartaram sapashyati yada bhuta pratag bhavam ekastam anupashyati tata eva cha vistaram brahma sampadyate tada anaditvam nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayaha sharirastam pikonteya nakaroti nalipyate yata sarvakatam saukshmyad akasham nupalipyate sarvatra vastito dehe tatatma nupalipyate yata prakashayat yeka kritsnam lokam imarabahi shetram shetri tata kritsnam prakashayatit bharata shetra shetagnayon evam antaram jnana chakshusa bhuta prakriti moksham cha yevidur yanti te param. Let's read three translations each. We'll pass it.
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, I wish to know about Prakriti, nature, Purusha, the enjoyer, and the field and the knower of the field, and of knowledge and the object of knowledge." The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "This body, O son of Kunti, is called the field, and one who knows this body is called the knower of the field. O scion of Bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower in all bodies, and to understand this body and its knower is called knowledge. That is my opinion."
Now please hear my brief description of this field of activity and how it is constituted, what its changes are, whence it is produced, who that knower of the field of activities is, and what his influences are. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to its cause and effect. Six and seven. The five great elements: false ego, intelligence, the unmanifested, the 10 senses in the mind, the 5 sense objects, desire, hatred, happiness, distress, the aggregate, the life symptoms and convictions. All these are considered in summary to be the field of activities and its interactions.
8-12. Humility, pridelessness, nonviolence, tolerance, simplicity, approaching a bona fide spiritual master, cleanliness, steadiness, self-control, renunciation of the objects of sense gratification, absence of false ego, the perception of the evil of birth, death, old age, and disease, detachment, freedom from entanglement with children, wife, home, and the rest, even mindedness amid pleasant and unpleasant events, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, constant and unalloyed devotion to me, aspiring to live in a solitary place, detachment from the general mass of people, accepting the importance of self-realization, and philosophical search for the absolute truth. All these I declare to be knowledge, and besides this, whatever there may be is ignorance.
I shall now explain the knowable, knowing which you will taste the eternal. Brahman, the spirit, beginningless and subordinate to me, lies beyond the cause and effect of this material world. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads, and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, the Supersoul exists, pervading everything. The Supersoul is the original source of all senses. Yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time, he is the master of all the modes of material nature.
The Supreme Truth exists outside and inside of all the living beings, the moving and the non-moving. Because he is subtle, he is beyond the power of the material sense to see or to know. Although far, far away, he is also near to all. Although the Super Soul appears to be divided among all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all.
He is the source of light in all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge, and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart. Thus, the field of activities, the body, knowledge, and the knowable have been similarly described by me. Only my devotees can understand this thoroughly and thus attain to my nature. Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be beginningless. Their transformations and the modes of nature are products of material nature.
Nature is said to be the cause of all material causes and effects, whereas the living entity is the cause of the various sufferings and enjoyments in this world.
The living entity and the material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. Yet in this body there is another, a transcendental enjoyer, who is the Lord, the supreme proprietor, who exists as the overseer and permitter, and who is known as the Supersoul. One who understands this philosophy concerning material nature, the living entity, and the interaction of the modes of nature is sure to attain liberation. He will not take birth here again, regardless of his present situation.
Others preserve the Supersoul within themselves through meditation, others through cultivation of knowledge, and still others through working with fruitful desires.
Without fruitful desires. Two more. Two more, good eye.
Again, there are those who, although not... Oh, yeah, this... That's the wrong page. Again, those who, although not conservant in the spiritual knowledge, begin to worship the supreme personality upon hearing about him about from others, because of their tendency to hear from authorities, they also transcend in the path of birth and death. O chief of Bharatas, know whatever you see in existence, both from the moving and the non-moving. It's only a combination of field of activities and the knower of the field.
One who sees the super soul accompanying the individual soul in all bodies, and who understands that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. One who sees the super soul equally present everywhere in every living being does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus he approaches the transcendental destination. One who can see that all activities are performed by the body, which is created of material nature, and sees that the self does nothing, actually sees.
When a sensible man ceases to see different identities due to different material bodies, and he sees how beings are expanded everywhere, he attains to the Brahman conception. Those with the vision of eternity can see that the imperishable soul is transcendental, eternal, and beyond the modes of nature. Despite contact with the material body, O Arjuna, the soul neither does anything nor is entangled. The sky, due to its subtle nature, does not mix with anything, although it is all-pervading. Similarly, the soul situated in the Brahman vision does not mix with the body, though situated in that body.
O son of Bharata, as the sun alone illuminates all this universe, so does the living entity, one within the body, illuminate the entire body by consciousness. Those who see with eyes of knowledge the difference between the body and the knower of the body, and can also understand the process of liberation from bondage in material nature, attain to the supreme goal.
Hare Krishna. What is your name?